KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have fair skies at 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look for areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy skies for the remainder of the day and a high of 83 with winds east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest Friday afternoon of 42-year-old Heidi Ann Divis of Red Oak. She was taken into custody at around 4:30 p.m. in the 400 block of East Corning Street after allegedly lighting objects on fire and throwing them into the city street storm drains. Divis was placed under arrest for reckless use of fire and upon further investigation was also charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Friday reported three arrests took place this week. On Wednesday, 24-year-old Connor Nathaniel Berg of Council Bluffs was arrested for OWI and driving under suspension. Berg was transported to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. Also arrested Wednesday was 36-year-old Trevor Kyle Benj of Stanton, who was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. Benj was being held at the Cass County Jail. On Monday, Cass County deputies arrested 26-year-old Edward Lee Roy Burton Jr. of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for controlled substance violations. He was transported to the Cass County Jail and remained there, as of last report, on bond. Sheriff's deputies in Page County have cited the driver of a vehicle involved in an accident. Following an investigation into the incident, authorities say 37-year-old Aaron Dwayne Childs of Shenandoah was cited Thursday night for failure to maintain control and failure to provide proof of financial liability, accident-related. The citations were a result of a call about a vehicle on Tuesday in the ditch off of 140th Street, about 7 miles northwest of Clarinda. Childs notified authorities shortly after the report came in. He told them he'd been driving the vehicle when it went into the ditch. He said he left the vehicle there and would get it out within a couple of hours. The investigation into the vehicle in the ditch conducted by the Page County Sheriff's Office indicated that Childs was operating a 2008 Nissan westbound on 140th Street in the 2300 block. Childs claims he swerved to miss a deer, lost control of the vehicle, which went into the south ditch where it struck an embankment and damaged a driveway tube. Childs said that he was not injured. The vehicle sustained about $5,000 damage. Damage to the driveway tube owned by Christopher Campbell of rural Clarinda was estimated at $3,000. In other news, in addition to faculty and other staff, one of the most important persons in any school district is the school business officer. They also might be a business manager and finance director. Atlantic School Board Wednesday recognized Finance Director Sarah Sheeter for all the work she does to make sure the district stays in the black. Board Member Nicholas Hunt suggested she deserves recognition, and Superintendent Steve Barber agreed.
You're right. Sarah needs recognition. She is one of 15 on Iowa School Board Association state level, and she's also a mentor to someone that's good with numbers, but not with numbers in schools. Did that make sense? So they find out that, hey, yeah, I'm pretty good at accounting, but school accounting's a whole other beast. So she does a great job and lucky to have her.
Sheeter said she appreciates those kind words. After she presented the district's financial reports to the board during their meeting, Nicholas Hunt said people might not realize what a school board officer does. She asked Sheeter to briefly talk about her job and the job of an SBO in general.
So ever since I started working at schools like 11, 12 years ago, and I tell people, oh, I work at a school, and they're like, oh, how are you enjoying your summer off? I'm always like, well, I don't really get the summer off, but IASB, they just released this statement about what happens in the business office at the end of the fiscal year, and it's a really good summary of what we do. This is like the busiest time for us, even though, you know, you wouldn't think it is. It is very busy because we're working on getting all the end of the year wrapped up and starting a new year.
And Atlantic Assistant High School Principal and Activity Director Andy Mitchell Wednesday paid tribute to local sports broadcasters and one area newspaper sports editor for the spreading of positive messages, especially with regard to coverage of Trojan sports. KJAN Sports Director Chris Parks was among the names he mentioned.
They attend so many different events that give kids opportunities to get recognized through the radio, through the newspaper, and trying to say positive things about them. I can't thank those three enough for all they've done for our programs. They're an asset that some towns don't have. Where I came from, we barely have newspaper covering, but no radio stations whatsoever. We have two radio stations and a newspaper that is all over the place. So hats off to those three and the companies they work for.
Officials in a southwest Iowa city are asking residents to obey a local ordinance regarding signs in non-commercial areas. Councilman Craig Hill raised the issue during this week's meeting of the Clarinda City Council, as a growing number of signs are popping up in residential areas advertising job openings in the city.
I empathize with the problem that they're having, trying to find employment, but there are ordinances that people need to follow. So I encourage the businesses or industries to come to City Hall, make sure that they know the rules, get a permit, and then follow those before they just start putting things out.
Clarinda Mayor Lisa Hall said residents must pay a fee and get a permit before placing any sort of sign on a property zoned as residential.
It looks kind of trashy if you have all these signs all over everyone's yard.
Hall, who runs a manufacturing business in Clarinda, has paid fees to the city to put a flag in her yard when she's hiring. She says if a sign is in the city right-of-way along the street, the city is technically liable for the sign.
And we need to regulate really what those signs say, because they could, somebody could put a sign in their yard talking about their neighbor, you know, and say anything they want to say. So that's why when you put signs in your yard, especially if it's residential, you need to get a permit so that the city can regulate what those signs say.
Officials in the city of Johnston have fielded complaints about a sign painted on a bar that, among other things, declares it the site of Trump 2024 national headquarters and includes a slur against Vice President Kamala Harris. The Johnston City Council discussed the matter earlier this month and are considering their legal options, but said the sign is likely considered to be free speech protected by the First Amendment. That is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. More online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.